about this.
Way too much.
I'm talking about myself. That don't mean nothing about you. I'm talking about my tea, okay? All right, real quick, I have to send a huge shout out to Ty Wright Jr. and the Stratford Redskins. Now, this is typically against my Bridgeport Raiders isms, but his dad was a Raiders when I was a Raider. So, shout out to them. They're going to the national championships at Disney World.
That's dope.
So, he's the quarterback, so he, you know, led his team to glory. So, shout out to him. Congratulations.
Shouts to all the teams in Connecticut going to represent, man. The Hurricanes, Wildcats, everybody, man.
I'm super excited for them. So, I got to meet him this weekend in his uniform and was real dope. Okay. All right, so let's get into the team.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oprah's mom, Vernita Lee, she passed away at 83 on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
The age of 83, I know. Wow. So they already had held a private funeral service, and we don't know yet, like, how she died. But I don't know. We just appreciate her for giving birth to Auntie O. Mm. And I hope, you know, Oprah finds peace in this moment, somehow. Because they had kind of a messed up relationship for a little while, but they got it back together. So hope she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So last night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian said that she was on ecstasy when she did the sex tape.
What? And she's just saying that now?
She said, I did ecstasy once and I got married to, like, this producer dude. And then she said, I did it again and I made a sex tape. Like, everything bad would happen. She said, everyone knows that my jaw was shaking the whole time. Girl, I don't remember your jaw shaking unless something was hitting it, girl. I don't know. Somebody lying. Oh, no, honey. I know somebody lying. I watched that video a few times. You ain't look like it was rolling, but okay. Okay. Rolling in them sheets. I don't know. So, anyway, the sad part about this whole story is somebody's child looking at it like they got the blueprint to success because, oh, it was E that did it. That's how you changed the course of your old family's life. It's crazy.
See?
All right. So, Joel Santana and Kim Butler, they got engaged this weekend. He brought her on stage at a Dipset show and proposed. Why weren't you moved by that?
No, I'm still baffled by the teeth situation with him.
Oh, so... Listen, I feel like the teeth went in because he was in jail and he got out of jail. You put him back in.
So,
I don't know.
The whole time he had false
teeth? I don't know. I thought he at least got the porcelain. The Steve Harvey joints, but I guess maybe he was taking them in and out. I don't really know. I ain't get the bottom of that, but he looked good now. His teeth are back.
Okay.
So
they back or you put some gold joints in there?
No, it's white teeth. Oh god, they must have gave it back to him when he checked out of the jail.
Oh, man.
Oh, whatever. I'm not gonna clown him. That was my baby daddy for a long time. Anyway, so people were clowning him because that was my baby daddy.
So we
was fighting Kim Bella for him and everything. Okay, get it together. People were shading him because they've been together for 10 years and had mad kids and lost his teeth in the meantime. Now he feel like people are like, oh, now you old, you washed, now you finally want to get married to the woman who's holding you down.
Yeah, you know what? Mind your business.
And they put it on the wrong ring.
Mind your business.
Ring on the wrong finger. I feel the same way. Love is love. She love that man. Listen, I can't tell y'all I wouldn't put up with the same thing she did with because Joel is fine. He still is. Teeth or not, he can still get it. It's fine. All right, so someone leaked.
She must be on ecstasy too.
Whatever.
Let's cut her mic off.
Anyway, so someone leaked Tekashi 6ix9ine song with Kanye West and Nicki, the one that the video had the shootout or whatever. So it's been done. I heard it. It's taken down already, but it was kind of cute. So Nicki's verse said, I never have to give a rapper producer head. If I do, though, I'm going to write a book like Superhead. Okay. All right. So I'm just thinking it's a line, but apparently it could have been shade. Cardi took it as shade because the old rumors about she had to sleep around in the industry to come up, whatever. So Cardi went live. She said, oh, God, I dealt with all these dudes, but I never slept with a rapper. I never slept with a DJ. Talked about the whole DJ Self thing, 11 Hip Hop, and how that was never anything, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully we move on because we put this to bed, okay? Speaking of 6ix9ine, so he got out of the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center, but he is now in a quote-unquote neutral unit known to hold people who are cooperating with the feds.
What?
Yeah. So his lawyer wouldn't comment on whether 6ix9ine is cutting a deal by snitching, just that it was for security reasons. They said he specifically asked to be put in a unit away from Crips and Bloods. What's Trey Way? Ain't that Blood Gang? Isn't that why him in the gang? I don't know. Something don't add up there. Okay.
All I know?
He's playing locked up right now. I'm going to leave that worst ass. So let's talk about these Soul Train Awards that was last night, okay? Mm-hmm. I actually thoroughly enjoyed myself. Tisha and Tashina were the hosts. Yes. It was extra AF, but I still have fun watching them.
Mm-hmm.
So BB obviously performed because, duh, like, they run in these streets out here, okay? Mm-hmm. So they brought out John B. Let me tell you something about John B, okay? John B said, I know that the phrase is black don't crack, but this white don't crack either because his skin was so tight. His hair was smooth and clean and full. He wasn't missing no hair follicles. He was good up there. And then he looked like he still sounded really good. Then, surprise, he bought out Donald Jones. Donald Jones came out with this creed. He came out the gate swinging. I really enjoyed that. I was like, I took it, was taken back to my childhood. It was dope. Uh-huh. So Faith Evans, she won the Lady of Soul Award, and her husband Stevie Jordan introduced her. They really out here married, okay? So she performed a bunch of hits. She sang down. Her wig was laid down. It was overall a good thing. What did I have to... Oh, she brought out Carl Thomas. They did So Emotional.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was dope. And then she did Love Like This before, went out in the audience. Mm-hmm. Stevie J tried to, you know, get on her booty a little bit. It was cute. I enjoyed the awards. The awards.
I think after the show when they had Kimberly doing the interviews.
The crazy thing is, I had my guide up trying to find something else to watch, and I heard her voice. Her voice is so distinct. Like, this is Kimberly. I'm like, yes, we know. We know. What? Did you see her butt? Did you like it?
I didn't know if she really brought it home in terms of what she was doing, the interviews after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she should just stay on the celebrity side.
Yeah, just
no shades. That's it for the tea.
Okay. With that being said, we're done. Thank you.
Bye. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.